If you knew it all and you had the plan, you have left no room for God to be God. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm just going to need you to buckle up for this one. I'm serious. This blew my hair back. I don't know. That's a really old saying. This completely has changed my life in a way that I cannot even begin to tell you the freedom that I feel in doing scary shit. You're like, give it to me now. Promise. You're going to feel different if you apply this in your life and you lean in to what I am about to tell you. You need to give God something to bless. This is what I read this morning from my friend, Patrice Washington. So many of us are not giving ourselves to the miracle. We are not leaning into faith. We are not taking the action that can be blessed. We will not see the reward from doing the scary thing because you are not giving God or universe, don't get caught up in the languaging, something to bless and something to say. I see that you are giving your all. I see that you relied on faith. I see that you couldn't see the path. Therefore, I'm going to show you what I will do if you keep showing up in the face of fear without knowing the path. Now, seeing that this morning just totally spurred me back into sharing with you the things that have completely changed my life in this last couple weeks. So I was on a run last week with one of my best friends, Lindsay Schwartz, and we run every Tuesday and Thursday, and we've started to realize that never gets easier. You guys, we run anywhere from 4 to 6 miles. Usually it's about 5 to 6 miles. And there's something about doing hard things and consistently and showing up even when you don't want to and just doing it anyway and telling yourself that you can do something challenging, especially early in the morning. You guys, we're in Arizona. It's like 100 degrees out already by like 10 a.m. So with that said, we are waking up really early. We're typically running anywhere between 6:30 and 7:30, and we are solving all the world's problems is what we say. So I want to just take a second to blow your mind with what she told me. So We were pondering all things huge dreams, like pondering all of the people who have gone before us and just said yes to these dreams that seem absolutely impossible, that maybe we look at them and we're like, well, that's because they're them that that happened. And it's the decision in the moment to decide why not you, and to decide that you'd rather die trying than to die with massive regrets. You have to figure out which side of the fence you're on, because if you're a person who's like, you know what, I really just want to become really present in my life and be all good with where I'm at and not grow, that's fantastic. That is a decision. So if you make the decision that you know you want to grow, then you have to do the actions to back it up, or you have chosen to be miserable. So if you're a person who's like, yes, I want these big things, but you're not about to do the action to back it up because you don't believe in yourself, then you've actually chosen misery. So let's get back to it. We're pondering all things, these massive dreams, as we normally do. And I was sharing with her just how freaking uncomfortable and stretched that I've been feeling lately. Like, I haven't had a moment where I've been like, ah, this is so great. I'm recharging. I'm enjoying my life. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying my life because I know I'm expanding, but damn, I am just like, oh my God, every second is something new. I don't get to just go on autopilot right now with things that I know pretty much besides this podcast, because, you know, I'm so comfortable with it now, but I don't get to go on autopilot in many places in my life because every call is new. I'm learning something new. The person's new. I'm having a new conversation. I'm uncomfortable. I'm asking questions. I'm not understanding, like, discomfort to the max. I feel like I'm a third grader who entered college algebra courses. Like, do they teach algebra in college? I don't even know. All right. I really cannot see the path at all to my vision, like at all, to the point where I feel like I'm a crazy, delusional, psychotic person for even continuing on the journey. So when I told her this, and I was just like almost in tears, like I was just like frustrated. She said to me in the most calm and certain way, if we knew it all and had the plan, then we don't leave any room for God to be God. I'm going to just say that again. If you knew it all and you had the plan, you have left no room for God to be God. Now, whatever you believe, just insert it here, because the universe and God are trying to create miracles for you, but you're not making a big enough move to allow yourself to actually have to rely and depend on faith in miracles. Like, there is no way that you should be able to do your dream without them. That's called a God-sized dream. That is the type of dream that is going to completely show you the miracles in life. And we wouldn't understand the miracles without falling flat on our face and knowing that that is also there to expand us. So many of us are only doing things that we have the answers to, which means we're not doing a whole lot, which is not why we got put on this planet. So faith kicks in where your skill set ends. And extreme fear comes from believing we only have our own strength to rely on. So now what? What are you going to do? What's the next choice? How are you going to give God something to bless? How are you going to have to rely on something so much bigger than you, because you literally do not have the thing that you need yet, and you have to rely on faith in order to get it. And also, talking about giving God something to bless, or the universe something to bless, what do you think is coming first? So many of you think that it's the blessing and then the action. It's like the chicken or the egg, right? It's the action and then the blessing. And so many of you think that it's going to be clarity in the plan and then faith. And instead, it's faith and then the clarity in the plan. Like, you got to put that foot forward even when you don't see the path yet. And the path will magically appear. And that's the scary part. That's the difference between people who have reached their vision and their dream and they keep going and creating a new one, and the people who don't. They put their foot forward even when there's no road there. They put their foot forward and even when there's no road there. And, you know, it's the people who say, you know, I put my foot forward and the road didn't appear and I stumbled once and I never got back on the path. You're going to put your foot down and there isn't going to be a road there, and you're going to fall, and it might be public and it might be embarrassing. And it's because you needed that lesson in order to make sure that you got into the exact place that you needed to get into in the future, and that you learned the lesson that you needed to learn in order to keep growing on that path. You just got to have full faith that it's all for you. every time something goes wrong, I'm like, this is for me. This is for me. This is protecting me. That must not have been the right person. That must not have been the right decision. Why did that collaboration crumble? It must be something God can see and he's removing it from my path early. You got to have faith that it's all for you. So when I have challenges that happen, I simply say, okay, God, I know that you know the plan and I can't see it. So that was for me. Moving on. That's literally what I say out loud. So what are you going to do? What action are you going to take? I actually want to know. Make sure you let me know so that I can support you, so that I can say something to you on social media and see who's listening to this. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. I hope that this helped. I hope that you take that step. I hope that you fall on your face and you learn the best, most incredible lesson from it, and that you can share that with the people in your audience who you know you are here to help, who are about to fall on their face too. It's not so much about comforting them and telling them it won't happen. In fact, it's not about telling them it won't happen. It's about telling them it will happen and they will be okay because there's something bigger looking out for you and creating these plans that are, it's going to be even better than you can possibly imagine. And if God or the universe showed you these things right now, you wouldn't even be able to handle the blessing because the failure is what prepares you for the blessing. I'm sending you so much love today. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.